You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's done after years of planning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Through this door, you've got your guest bathroom. And the mosaic tile you see on the floor is original to the house. It's in such great shape, your friend's foot will slip right off it when he gets out of the shower and land him in a sling for 6 weeks.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for accidents and personal property loss quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The two Republicans leading the GOP presidential race are reacting to President Obama's final State of the Union address. USA's Joe Gomez has more.
Senator Ted Cruz says President Obama is out of touch with the American people.
This was less a State of the Union than it was a state of denial.
Cruz spoke with Fox News' The Kelly File following the president's State of the Union address. The Texas senator took exception with Obama's claim about how well the economy is doing. He said the rich have gotten richer under Obama. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump panned the speech while the president was still speaking. Trump tweeted that the speech was, quote, really boring, slow, lethargic, very hard to watch. I'm Joe Gomez.
Mexican prison authorities are shuttling drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from cell to cell as a precaution to keep him from escaping again. Mexican Marines captured El Chapo last week, 6 months after he escaped through a mile-long tunnel that ran right up under his cell. He's now being held in isolation in another part of the same prison under a 24-hour guard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
An Oregon folk singer has plans to use his music to bring a message of peace to ISIS. James Twyman is planning to travel to the Middle East, where he intends to put on a concert for the terrorist group, despite a warning from the State Department. Twyman tells Fox News that he feels, quote, a calling and wants to soften the hearts of the group known for executing reporters and aid workers. A new feature-length documentary film is set to premiere tonight. Director Matt Fuller says the film Autism in Love focuses on how adults with autism find and manage romantic relationships.
Immediately, I became curious about how it would come to be that someone who was so profoundly affected with a communication-inhibiting disability like autism could navigate such complex relationships like a romantic relationship.
Fuller says the film follows the lives of 4 people over the course of a year as they pursue romantic relationships. The film is scheduled to premiere on PBS Independent Lens at 10 p.m. Eastern. Fuller says theatrical screenings of the film are scheduled across the country and that it will also be available on Netflix in the coming weeks. Matt Fuller says tonight's premiere isn't the only time to catch the film.
We've got a number of theatrical screenings scheduled around the country. Folks can go to our website to get more information about that. That's www.autisminlove.com.
Again, Autism and Love premieres tonight on PBS Independent Lens at 10 p.m. Eastern. And again, you can find out more at autismandlove.com. Powered by westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
NFL owners approved his team's move yesterday. Kroenke said he understands the disappointment of people in St. Louis. He thanked his partners in the league and league officials for helping get this done after years of planning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Start it off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program. And as usual, I am running late. It is what I do. I'm not sure if I've got the right... the right earphones on. Hi, May. Anyway, it's probably a good thing that I am running late because it goes with the topic, which is not running late. I am a licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And one of the things that I do talk about quite often with my clients is present moment living. And so here I am, kind of running around, and I am working on present moment living. What does that mean exactly? Well, being in the present moment. It's pretty simple to explain it that way. However, present moment living is not something that we tend to do very much. As a matter of fact, most of us don't do it ever. We are either focused on the past or we are worried about the future. Setting goals, making plans, creating anxiety of what will be. Now, I'm not against goals and plans. I think goals and plans are important. They're an important thing that we do as human beings. It's about living in those goals and plans, worrying about what's going to happen and how we're going to reach it. It's about worrying about the past and carrying resentments, carrying wounds and hurts. And sometimes, yes, we do need to heal those things. I'm not going to deny that. And that is a lot of what happens sometimes in the therapy process. It's about taking our resentments and letting them go and healing our wounds. The hurts and the pains that we carry emotionally. It is also about setting some goals and envisioning what our life would be like without the resentments. Yet, at the same time, it is about practicing being in the present moment. We are human beings. That means being in the moment. And in reality, being in the present moment is really the only way to enjoy life to the fullest. It's about being mindful, being present, and being in the now. So, part of what I'm going to talk about today is how to achieve those mindfulness moments, how to live in the moment, the benefits of living in the moment, ways to return to present moment living. And hopefully today we will gain some knowledge in being present in the present. So, there are definitely ways that we can practice being in the present moment. One of the things that I suggest with my clients when we work on present moment living is using our five senses. Our smell, our sight, our touch, our taste, and our hearing. So when we use our five senses, we can actually begin to focus a little bit more on the present moment. So if I've got a client that's having a panic attack, I'll use that as an example. One of the things that we do is we say, okay, let's just use eyesight. I tend to go to eyesight first. What do I see? I use that first because that's the thing that we're most consciously aware of. It's the thing that's most present in our focus, hence eyesight. And sometimes there isn't any particular sound going on. But eyesight is a good place, and I start with colors. I start with primary colors. So look around the room. How many things do you see that are the color red? How many things you see are the color blue? How many things you see the color yellow? So we start looking around the room and noticing those three primary colors. So often it's very easy for our brain, which loves to think, it's the job's brain to think, to go off and think about something else. No, let's just focus. Let's bring ourselves back to what are we looking at. Let's look at the colors. What colors do you see? How many colors do you see? That's another thing we can do. We could talk about how many colors we see. It slows things down. The other thing about using our five senses is it begins to help us focus in a little bit more. So now that we're beginning to feel a little bit more calm, I suggest a deep breath. So we're going to focus on our breathing. I notice that I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out. And it's practicing breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. We can count our breathing, count our breaths, bringing us again to the present moment. So I'm going to take a little break, and I've got a few commercials to do, and I will be back momentarily with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And I am talking about present moment living. It's a great way to literally declutter our lives. And with present moment living, it may also not just be about, as I said, using our five senses, which is focusing on what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we feel. And when I say feel, I'm talking about physical sensations. So am I feeling anything uncomfortable in my body? Do I feel the clothes on my back? Do I feel the air in the room? Presently, in the now. The other thing about present moment living is it is about letting go of past hurts, letting go of resentments. How do I do that? Well, sometimes I do actually have to sit down and maybe do some writing. Maybe have a conversation with the person that I'm angry at. I might even do it in a way where I'm using an empty chair. I might not want to talk to this person directly. But forgiveness actually is a choice. I need to feel my feeling, and then I need to let it go. I have to notice that I'm feeling it. And then I need to say, okay, I'm angry at so-and-so for whatever it is they did. I need to let go of that anger. I'm not going to stuff it. I recognize that it's there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to write about it. I'm going to talk about it. I may even seek out some therapy for it. I may do something that involves energy. because anger has a lot of energy, such as punching a pillow, going for a walk, pulling weeds, shredding paper, chopping wood, many things that we can do where we are actually releasing the energy. And once we've released the energy, we need to stop thinking about it. We have a term. There's a particular word that we use. It's called dwelling. I'm dwelling on my past hurts. I'm dwelling on it. Dwelling. A dwelling is also a place where we live. So I can live mentally in the past, thinking about it, letting it gnaw at me, letting it chip away at my present moment's serenity. I'm really angry at the person. They fired me. How dare they? They undermined me. They got me fired. I got fired. I'm really angry about it. It's been several years and I'm holding on to the anger. Present moment living. Okay, I recognize I'm angry. I'm going to write a letter. I'm telling you how angry I am. I'm going to punch a pillow, let some of that anger energy of the anger come out, and then I'm going to practice being in the present moment. I'm going to actually say, I forgive you, and I am going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to imagine that hurt is tied onto a balloon, and it's going to fly away, and it's gone. It's attached to an ice cube, but the ice cube melts and it's gone. And I bring myself into the present moment. Into the present moment. You know, we waste about 71% of our time, about 21% of our life, about 5 out of every 7 days, focused on the past. How did we get here? What are we doing? Angry, hurt, carrying a resentment. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to put it down. I've done exercises with people where everybody picks up a block, like a cinder block or a brick, and walk around with it for a while. It gets heavy. I ask them, hug each other. Can't do it. Shake hands. Can't do it. It's the resentment that we're carrying. It's a big, heavy burden. We put it down, we feel lighter. I'm able to connect with people, and I can only connect with people in the present moment. Making plans for the future is important. And what I might want to do is say, I'm going to set aside some time. This afternoon, I'm going to sit down for an hour and I'm going to set some goals. I'm giving myself an hour. So between now and, let's say, 3 o'clock, I don't need to think about it. I'm going to be in the present moment. When 3 o'clock comes, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to make my list, set my goals, make a plan. I might not finish it. And I say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go back and look at it and work on it some more. If I catch myself throughout the day, oh, this is my example is a grocery list. Well, I can think about my grocery list all day long. All day long. I need this, I need this, I need cat food, I need kitty litter, I need oranges, I need milk, I need cat litter, I need kitty litter, I need oranges, I need milk. I could do that all day long. All day. Oh, yeah, and let me add coffee. I need coffee. I can do that all day. What happens to my day? I'm so focused on my list of things that I may actually never sit down and make the list. Giving myself time to do that. I do it. I forget about it. It's done. When I go to the grocery store, I take my list. If throughout the day I recognize, oh, yes, you know, I need soap. The thought pops into my head. I could add it to my list at that moment and then let it go and focus again on the present moment. Worrying never helps. It uses a lot of energy. A lot of energy. It never accomplishes anything. So when we are worrying, we are not living in the present moment. Again, it's about catching yourself, bringing yourself back to the present. Another mindfulness task is being completely aware of what you are doing in the present moment. Again, using your five senses. So right now, in the present moment, I'm sitting in the studio, the radio studio. I have my iPad in front of me that gives me some ideas of things that I want to talk about. I don't actually come up with a script, but there's just some ideas there. I've got the switchboard in front of me. I've got the instant replay network digital audio system in front of me, which plays the commercials. I've got a couple of monitors that are going on. One is registering the sound. The other one offers the news and the weather. I've got the phone in front of me, which many of you know I don't use. There's pictures and plants. There's a picture of the Clinton mill. So I've got this beautiful picture of this beautiful red mill. And other pictures are black and white. Present moment. This is where I am. It's a little chilly in here. It's cold out, but it's a little chilly in here. I can hear my voice through the earphones that are on my head. So not only am I speaking into the microphone, which is gray, mic one in front of me, I also hear it through the earphones. Not only that, I hear the ringing in my left ear, constant ringing in my left ear. Present moment living. This is what I am doing right now. I'm going to use my sight. Where am I? What do I hear? What am I doing? I'm speaking right now into the microphone. I'm actually touching my pinky. Right now I'm speaking into the microphone, then my ring finger. What am I doing? I'm kind of counting as I go along. You don't see me. Okay. I just noticed in front of me there's actually a mug with pens and different colored pens, but the mug is mixed nuts. I see peanuts. I see Brazil nuts. I see cashews. Okay. That's how you do present moment living and mindfulness. So if we take a particular task, okay, and use those senses. I just heard my iPad just kind of got some kind of notification. So I need to take a break right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to the instant replay. I am going to hit a commercial button. I'm going to lower the sound of the mic. And I'm going to hear, that's what I'm going to be doing right now. So I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your host, and I will return in just a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've
got a friend. Oh, Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm talking about present moment living. As humans, we tend to spend a lot of time in the past or the future. That's what we do. We think about it and think about it. We plan about it. We ruminate on it. We dwell there. It makes our lives so complicated. One of the things is recognizing when you are doing that. I'm thinking about something that happened in my childhood. I'm thinking about the thing that happened at work the other day. I'm thinking about the argument I had with my spouse. I'm worried about what's going to happen with my children. I'm concerned about my parents' health. I'm concerned about finances. I'm worried about world peace. On and on. It can just really go on and on. I need to recognize I am doing these things. I am in control of my thinking. I really am. I can make a choice, and you can make a choice, but first, we have to hear ourselves. What am I thinking about right now? What are you thinking about right now? Are you thinking about the things that have caused resentments for you? Things that have complicated your life? Are they happening right now? Chances are they are not. Chances are you may be having lunch right now. Or a cup of coffee. Just sitting and listening to my show, which would be lovely. Generally speaking, in the present moment, there is nothing that is happening that is irritating, agitating, hurtful, or harmful for the majority of us. We may feel stressed because of all the things that we're thinking about that may happen or did happen. Remaining calm in the present moment happens oftentimes because we're feeling centered. I'm in the now. I'm feeling relaxed. I am in the now. I've learned to take big projects and break them down into small segments. So I am planning, okay, I've made a plan to have my kitchen painted. Well, that means I have to take things off the walls and I'm going to have to clean everything after everything is all said and done. What a project. I don't know if I want to do it. It seems overwhelming. Actually, I can only do one thing at a time. I can only pack away one drawer, one knife, one dish at a time. And if I just do one at a time, eventually I will get the whole thing packed away. And eventually I will get it all unpacked. And I will do it the same way, one piece at a time. So breaking it down into smaller segments, whatever project that you may have in the now, can be very useful. If I have to look at a whole mountain of trees, Christmas trees, holiday's over, but let's say Christmas trees. Oh my gosh, I've got 1,000 trees I need to cut down. I don't know if I'll ever get there. Actually, I only need to cut down one tree. One tree at a time. It makes something that I thought was miserable and overwhelming doable. What it does is it decreases the mind-made suffering that we put ourselves through, that dwelling. So focusing on what is right in front of you. Focusing on your breathing. Recognizing your emotions. Letting yourself feel them. And then letting it go. It's an odd thing about feelings. When we actually give ourselves permission to feel our feelings, we actually are more able to let it go. Learn to observe . What does that mean? It means I'm just noticing things. I'm noticing how I feel. I notice what I'm thinking. I notice what's in the room. I'm not labeling anything. I'm not judging anything. I'm just observing. I'm just looking. I'm just observing. Practicing in being in the present moment has so many benefits, believe it or not. It's amazing that it's not something that we... It's amazing to me, actually, that it's something that we have to learn how to do. One of the things, 12-step programs like AA, they have, and a lot of us have heard one day at a time. Well, one day at a time really is a lot about present moment living. I'm only going to live in today. I don't have any other day to live. As a matter of fact, I can only live in the now. So one of the benefits of present moment living, actually, cravings become easier to overcome. Why is that? Well, I don't know if I could ever say that I don't never have another cookie or donut, or maybe some of you are struggling with smoking or alcohol addiction or some other addiction. So that if I'm noticing right now that I'm having a craving, rather than reacting to the craving, I can say, you know what? I can go right now for 1 minute without a cookie. And I can go this minute without a cookie. And I can do 1 minute without a cookie. And next thing you know, I've had 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour without a cookie. And I'm going to focus on something else. And focus on something else. Some other task at hand. Believe it or not, present moment living can actually help take the edge off of physical pain. When you actually turn your awareness towards the feeling of the pain, it makes it easier to bear. Even with emotional pain. When I begin to put my attention into the pain, it actually takes the edge off. One of the things I recognize is that I'm tolerating it, rather than pushing it away. There's a lot of effort, takes a lot of effort to push away, rather than be with. Because one of the things that happens while I'm trying to push away the pain, physical or emotional. I have resentment because it's not going away fast enough. And I'm wishing because it's not going away fast enough. And I'm blaming. And all kinds of other mental things that are creating more agitation rather than just feeling it. And I'm going to focus on my breathing. And it's amazing how oxygen can actually help with de-stressing the tension in our muscles, getting our blood flowing, eliminating some of the pain, reducing the pain, managing the pain. You may still have pain, but now you're actually handling it. One of the benefits is that work can actually get easier. I have this horrible project that I have to do. Again, excuse me, breaking it down into small, manageable pieces. I can do this piece right now. I can do that piece right now. Next thing you know, the whole project, not only is it no longer scary, it's getting completed. I'm doing just one little piece at a time. It's like saying, I would really love to write a novel. Well, if you wrote one page every day, one page, at the end of the year, you will have a novel that is 365 pages long. It's amazing. Big projects stop being scary because we have taken it to a single action. What am I doing in the now? Getting the kids ready for school, getting ourselves ready for work. Rushing, rushing, rushing. Well, reality is we can only do one thing at a time. And if I'm making lunches while I'm thinking about I have to fold the laundry and I need to get the kids packed and there's things that I have to sign, it makes the task at hand that much more challenging. Because did I remember to do this? I don't know. Let me bring myself to the present moment. I'm packing a lunch. This is what I'm putting in the bag. This task is done. Now I go to the next task. Present moment living actually helps us get better at things such as musical instruments, sports, painting, cooking. As a matter of fact, just about anything and everything we do. If I worry about, oh gosh, you know, I need to bake a cake for a birthday. I just don't know if I could do it. Well, when it's time to bake that cake and I focus on the instructions and I follow the directions and I do what is being suggested in the book or on the box, chances are I'll get it done. However, I can be so anxious and rushed that I forget to put in the eggs. Because I'm thinking about how it might look or how it might taste or something that happened at work. I'm not being in the present moment. So I'm going to take just another little break and I will be back talking a little bit more about the benefits of present moment living. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show, talking about present moment living and some of the benefits. We can practice present moment living by using our five senses: what we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, what we hear in the present moment. We can practice present moment living when we recognize that we are dwelling on the past or projecting into the future and telling ourselves to stop, bringing ourselves back to the present moment and focusing on what we're doing using mindfulness. The word now can be very important, and talking to yourself out loud. I know I've done that to practice being in the present moment. And that there are benefits, many benefits. Cravings become less overwhelming. It actually takes the edge off physical pain when we focus in on it and learn to relax through doing some breathing. We can let go of resentments, wishing, projecting. Our work can get a lot easier because we are no longer focused on the big project. We are just doing the very thing that's at hand. And it does make big projects less scary. In the process of being in the present moment, we can actually become better at things like playing musical instruments or cooking because we are more focused. We can actually lose weight. Why is that? Because we are paying full attention to all our sensations of eating. Putting our fork down in between bites. Not having the television on. It actually takes longer. I noticed what I'm tasting, how it feels, how it smells, the color of it, the temperature of it. And food becomes actually more satisfying. By practicing present moment living and noticing what is going on in our lives in the present moment, we actually have a better opportunity to recognize if something is distressful. We become consciously aware of living in the present moment. And we find that we're doing things in a much smarter way without thinking about it all that much because we're being mindful. So instead of just kicking your shoes off and throwing them in the corner, a mindful practice means I'm actually picking them up and I'm putting them in the closet. I find that my life is becoming more tidy and that I'm developing a greater sense of self-respect because I am in the moment. I also notice that I'm not biting my nails or fidgeting so much. And that horrible leg shaking thing Wow, I didn't realize I was doing that until I'm focused on the moment and I am going to choose to stop. Mindfulness can actually help you unwind and focus more on what's going on in your life and let go of those technical distractions, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all of those things that we just get ourselves caught up in. And I confess that I do it, but when I stop and I practice mindfulness, I put down the mindlessness, turn off the television, I practice mindfulness, go for a walk. What do I notice? Practice yoga. What do I notice? Prepare a healthy meal. What do I notice? Do laundry. What do I notice? Take in some breathing. What do I notice? In the present moment. So, television and Facebook and all of those things, those mindless things, mindlessly eating, those things stop because we're becoming mindful. Even doing things such as paying bills. In the present moment, I'm looking at my accounts at the present moment. I'm writing a check in the present moment. I'm sending off my payment. I'm noticing my debt is going down. I am creating new habits, a habit of investing by paying full attention. I am aware of the deadlines that I have on bills that I have to pay. Because I'm living in the present moment. Oh man, I forgot all about that. Oh geez. I'm aware of my driving. I don't get to my destination and say, did I stop at the lights? I don't get out of the shower and say, did I wash my back? Where did I put my keys? I'm in a rush. I threw them anywhere. I don't have a spot for them. They get thrown anywhere. It slows things down, makes us more conscious. It's a great benefit. Our day-to-day activities become more manageable. Now, I may have a list of 10 things that I would like to accomplish during the day. I practice my present moment living, and at the end of the day, I've accomplished 6. That's okay. I've done the things that needed to happen today. I'm really great for making all those lofty plans of all the things that I would like to do, because boy, do I have a list. And I get done what I get done. And I'm learning to say, you know what? We're done. We're done now. It's done. I mean, I'm the kind of person that I can go and go and go. I could be raking leaves at 10 o'clock at night. And my husband's like, ugh, come on, slow down. Let's stop. Yeah, you know what? He's right. I need to learn how to stop because it's about getting it done. Getting it done is in the future. I'm never going to get it all done. Never. Like laundry, like dishes. It's never all done, is it? That's okay. I'm going to be doing laundry and washing dishes for the rest of my life. Of course, unless I win that $1.4 billion. And even with that, I still need to worry about dishes. In some ways, or laundry in some ways. I can always be wearing clothes and eating. practicing present moment living really eliminates that self-consciousness, because I'm not going to be judging myself. Am I better than or less than? So there's fewer feelings of inferiority and superiority. So present moment living is really important. It's much healthier. It removes the anxiety. It lets go of the resentments. It's about paying attention to the present moment, our physical sensations, our emotional sensations. We can train our brain to be present. So I hope that this program was useful today about present moment living. It's something that we can incorporate, and we all can use it. I know I need to use it more. I know also in my life I am not so consumed by resentments or fears of the future. Those things are not here. I have to sometimes ask, do I have enough for today? And the answer generally is yes, I do. Most of us actually have enough for today. And if we don't, right now, I may need to call and ask for some help in the present moment, and that is okay. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington. I've been in practice going on 17 years. I've been a therapist for over 30 now. And I work with people struggling with depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorders, post-traumatic stress, addiction recovery, people who have addiction in their families, adult children of alcoholics, codependency, anger management, stress management, couples counseling. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can visit me on the web, excuse me, at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's AltaRoll, AltarOll counselor, that's with an O-R, .net or .com. And if you have any comments, you can please give me a call at 908-237-2899. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments on the show, if any suggestions for a particular topic, if you are interested in setting up an appointment, 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. And you can also follow me on the web at Counselors Chat, Facebook.